So there's a U-Haul abuse story from Eastern Washington that that's I haven't seen anything like this before. There's a dude. There's a picture of it. Check it out. Google it up. Easy to find. Happened in OMAC. Cops pull over a U-Haul. Guy hauling an SUV with the U-Haul. He's got the
SUV. In the truck.
Not on a trailer.
In the bed.
In the truck, but inside the truck, but he couldn't get it completely in the truck. So he's got like the back third or half of it hanging out of the U-Haul as he's driving down the road.
But he's got a good toe strap holding her down.
Brad and John at KI.
Obviously they had to open the hatchback of it and climb out of the hatchback because there's no way they could have opened the doors inside the truck.
You got a good U-Haul abuse story? Let's hear it. Could win you tickets for the Scorpions and White Snake at the Tacoma Dome in October, or maybe one of our 50 keys to spring. Frank.
Yeah, a buddy of mine hauled 12 heifer cows, and what they left behind was pretty messy.
He put 12 heifers in a U-Haul?
Yes, he did, and they left their mark all over that.
Again, Brad, we need to find somebody who works at one of those U-Haul agencies to find out if that's in the paperwork anywhere about hauling kind of animals in
there. I imagine if you had some animals in there with that metal floor or whatever, once they get some stuff on the floor, they're probably slipping and sliding all over the place.
Not good
every
for
time
it.
The thing's moving and turning.
Yeah. You're probably not allowed to, but maybe we'll have someone tell us otherwise. You're probably not allowed to haul animals in your U-Haul. It's probably in the small print there somewhere. No animals of any kind. No livestock. No, you can't put your dog
there. They need to ride up front in the cab with you.
Speaking of animals, email from Todd. He wanted Brad and John at KISM.com. He wanted an update on the hay transaction that was supposed to go on, the black market hay purchase that you were supposed to make yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, our local hay dealer, our whole local hay outlet is out, and they're going to be out until end of June. And so we had to find alternative means of keeping our hay stream going. And so my neighbor Dwayne called up this dude and found a hay dealer in Arlington, and we had a little meeting yesterday after the rain cleared and went and picked up 16 bales and brought it back.
This is street hay. Was the quality good?
It was dry and it was baled nice. I haven't gotten into it to see if like the inside is where all the wet and moldy stuff is.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they pack the good stuff around the outside. No, actually it turned out pretty well. At least getting the hay. Someone else said that they're having trouble getting hay on the peninsula. This guy says I was sold out by mid-September last year.
Okay, but the black market hay transaction went down. There was nothing scary about it. You weren't nervous. So yesterday you were. You seemed a little nervous about it.
You didn't know
who you were dealing with.
You don't know who you're dealing with, and I still never got a good look at the man's face. He was a shadowy figure, and the money was transacted, kind of behind my back, so I didn't really see. All I know is we have hay in the barn.
He demanded cash. We got another U-Haul call here from Rob. Go ahead, Rob.
I use it for scaffolding.
You use the U-Haul for scaffolding?
Yeah, I was trimming a hedge on a property I was working on, and the thing was about 15 feet in the air, and I was afraid I was going to fall off it with a ladder. So I just went down and rented the biggest U-Haul I could find, and I pulled up next to it. I just stood up on top of it and moved it down.
Got a nice flat platform to work on.
Yeah, it was about 30, 40 feet long. And I just cut it and, move it down a little bit at a time. It worked pretty good.
That's brilliant.
That's not so bad. I like that.
Pretty enterprising.
I think I've actually even seen people put ladders on top of U-Hauls and stuff like that.
Brad and John at KISM.com, 360-733-5476. Is John on two?
Yeah.
All right, John, what happened?
So, back in the day, this is happening from Bellingham with a bunch of bartenders and rent servers, and one guy's getting married, and we decide that we're going to have a bachelor party and drive to Seattle. And so in our brilliantness, we rent a U-Haul, go to a thrift store, get a couple couches and a coffee table, and 10, 12 guys, a keg of beer, and off we go. So we're headed down I-5 in the first rest area here. We pull in to use the facilities, and I'm in the passenger seat, and our designated driver's in the left, driver's seat, and he says, get in the back, get in the back. and there's a hitchhiker at the end as you leave the rest area. So I jump in the back, and we, you know, there's that little slider door. We slide the door shut, and we're all dead quiet. The hitchhiker says, "I'm going to Seattle." He says, "So am I." So he jumps in. After a couple miles, a little small talk, the driver says, "Hey, you want a beer?" The hitchhiker says, "Yeah." And we slide open the slider, and there's 13 guys in the back going, "Yeah!" We're like, come on back, have a beer. And he's like, "Oh, no way. So he wouldn't get in the back, but he did have a beer.
All right, thank you, John.
Rolling bachelor party. Got you in. I got your number.
Brad and John at KISM.com.